Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Thank you for listening today and happy Monday.
This part of the show is brought to you by the Best Mom Ever contest. It's happening. It's back, baby. All this week, head to RadioAlice.com and tell us why your mom's the best. She's the best mom ever. And you'll be entered for the chance to have the radio station named after Debbie at 97.3 all day long. Gladys. I don't know what your mom's name is. Whatever it is, though.
Sandy.
Sandy at 97.3. We'll name the radio station after her all day on Mother's Day. So it's super fun because she listens to Alice all day and then she's like, oh my God, it's my station. And you'll be entered to win an overnight stay at the Fairmont Sonoma, including complimentary brunch and champagne and parking passes. It's all happening. That's a great Mother's Day gift for your mom. Plus to let everybody know how much you love her and what you think of her. A good time. Just quickly, the final autopsy report for Gene Hackman came back. It's all yucky news. It's a lot of what we thought. The autopsy revealed that Gene Hackman suffered from hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease.
What?
Some kind of cardiovascular disease.
I missed that one word, though, that you said there. What was that?
Atherosclerotic.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Nailed it
I
that time.
I practiced it before, but then, of course, as it pops up, I'm like, oh, I can't say it. With advanced Alzheimer's disease as a contributing factor. So as we have found out, the wife had died before him, and he spent days not
starving.
Being starving.
Did you see that, too?
Yes. Yeah, so they're saying toxicology tests showed elevated acetone levels indicated prolonged fasting or ketoacidosis, when you just haven't eaten and all these acids rise up in you.
Didn't have the capacity to feed himself.
No. His pacemaker's last recorded activity was February 18th, suggesting that he died around that time.
You know, when I read the little headline about him basically starving, there was no food in his stomach, which led them to... I just thought, here's a guy who spent his life in front of the cameras and he was a huge star.
Yep.
From the 70s on. And it's just with all that money, he died freaking alone. Mm. It makes no sense that he had no family, like no relationship with his kids,
or just
no relationship with his neighbors at all.
I know.
Nothing.
It's awful.
And that's it. It's everybody makes their own bed. So maybe he's someone who didn't want to talk to people. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it does feel horrible that he didn't even have someone that he saw regularly enough. I get
that
it.
They would check in and be like, it's weird that Betsy's not answering her phone.
Right. More with her maybe than him even, because you'd expect her to still be seeking
social interactions.
Exactly.
I know the fact that this much time could have passed between her death, which was, 5 days or whatever it is before his. And then for many more days to have passed in between. Like, it's just She was significantly younger than him. And so maybe she had it. It's fine. Everything, I've got it. I've got him under control. I've got all his medication. I do all this stuff. And then she gets this hantavirus because apparently the place is just completely infested with rats. And that's where it comes from, right? Like,
yeah,
their nests and their poop. And
I would have expected her to keep up her social activities, though. Right. That's what I guess I'm getting at.
Maybe they were just so private.
I'll give you, like, Christina has a million friends and relationships that she juggles. Like, they're the plates, they are the spinning plates in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps them all good. You know, that's a bad, probably, reference. It's the old Tonight Show.
Sure, right.
Or Gong Show, you know, the spinning plates. Mm-hmm. She's got all that stuff and keeps it going. And I do not. But her and I have talked about it. And I said, you know what? I get more attention than any grown man deserves on a daily basis at work. When I'm done, I kind of feel like, it's enough. I don't need to, you know, still be out doing a song and a dance in the middle of the day. I'm good.
Right.
But she's, you know, someone
who's
like. You
also have your sobriety to worry about. And I'd be concerned if you were going out with the guys all the time.
Busy, right. Yeah. No, I'm definitely, I've got my, my.
Your right size.
I'm doing things right the way I need them. But still. You'd expect her to have had a desire and need to be chatting.
Even I would have expected these people to be missed.
Right.
They weren't missed. They were discovered accidentally by people who walked on to do whatever work they do on the property.
Back to my original thought. I felt sad.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, wow, there's a guy who was in the public eye. We all felt like we knew him to some extent.
Yep.
And he passes and nothing.
Yeah. Maybe they by choice live together and alone and he's also got Alzheimer's at this point and he's 95 years old. Like maybe he just didn't want anybody around. Who knows?
And the footage of the scene, this house was like a house for a hoarder. I mean, they were definitely camped out there.
So maybe they'd really cut a lot of people off.
It looked like something you'd see on Hoarders. Like it was just junk everywhere.
It's there's nothing happy about this story.
No.
Betsy's cause of death. This is Gene Hackman's wife. She died from hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a rare and often fatal disease transmitted by rodents. And there was evidence of that found all around the. I think they said there were 8 outbuildings that had evidence of this
infestation.
The couple's partially mummified bodies were discovered in separate rooms of their Santa Fe home on February 26th. A maintenance worker, concerned after not hearing from them, contacted the authorities. One of their 3 dogs, Zinna, was also found deceased, likely due to starvation and dehydration. The other 2 dogs survived. I think some vet work had happened with the one dog that was in a crate.
Yeah.
And that was the demise of that dog. Authorities have ruled out foul play. No signs of external trauma or hazardous gas exposure detected, which was our first theory.
Because you wouldn't imagine this.
Exactly.
That's just you wouldn't. For someone who was as famous as he was and for her to have been as healthy as we would have assumed as she was. I mean, we heard he had Alzheimer's, so okay, there's that. But what about her? But, you know, others are writing in now and just saying maybe the family dropped away from the wife because she was busy with him and his condition. That happens a lot with older people. Okay, that's from 510.
Yeah, I honestly, though, I haven't heard of anyone stepping forward to, like, put a claim on their... Or does he have a couple kids who are getting this?
He does have a couple kids.
I haven't heard really anything about
how that's gonna go. No, nobody claimed the bodies. I mean, at least up until last week.
Oh.
Or last time we talked about it.
Yeah. I know, it wasn't like some kid released a statement about this. Like, oh, my dad. Although, his kids could be in their 70s, for all we know. Like, they might have their own things going on. Like, he's 95 years old.
Again,
I always think of stars as having kids like throughout their lives.
I do too. But I also think that is something that comes with being associated with a famous person. In general, those kids you would expect would at some point step forward to say, my dad and this, and let me speak on behalf of the...
Yeah,
and the maybe family. Even just a simple... You know, and he loved what he did in the movies he left behind.
Some kind of press release.
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah. So the bodies have been claimed, but they're not saying who claimed them.
Oh. Mm. Well, it's beyond us.
Yeah,
it obviously. Is. Whatever. Maybe we'll find out someday.
All right. Now we're going to talk about Billy Ray Cyrus and Elizabeth Hurley, the world's most unlikely couple. And they, according to this story, they are a couple. He's talking about how and why they're together. So it's so funny. They're making bingo card. Like nobody had this on their bingo card. Like, you know, it's true because I was like, what is happening in this picture? Is that Billy Ray Cyrus in bunny ears kissing Elizabeth Hurley?
I realize my eyes are aging along with the rest of me. Mm. So let me put that out there before I say this. Okay. She's as hot as she's ever been.
I completely there is concur. Not
like I would if you said this or this, I'd say both. What are you, crazy? She's stunningly beautiful.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the draw is. Maybe he, her, maybe they she's hit, 55? Didn't you say they hit it off on some project they worked on together?
Yeah, so he's talking about that.
She is 59.
Oh, 59.
And absolutely stunning.
So beautiful. She really, really is. I mean, she is just lovely. And I'm sure has had some work done, but she doesn't have that jacked up face nope. that some of these ladies have as they get older.
Billy Ray, 63.
Oh, he looks fantastic, too. I mean, whew.
He's a disaster.
What?
You heard me.
So, a lot of people are looking into this. You know how the internet is. They're like, what? No?
I gotta know what's going on there.
So, Billy Ray has said some stuff.
I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna.
I feel like he said that before. Same old Billy Ray.
I'm gonna.
He went on somebody's podcast, it sounds like, and right. he said that he and Elizabeth first connected while shooting a movie in 2002 called Christmas in Paradise.
I love Christmas movies.
You know, they are the best.
I haven't seen that one,
really
though.
Them too.
I bet Sandy has.
Yeah, Sandy's definitely has seen them. My computer just asked the bet on me. Anyway, he went on to say that I don't want to exit the page. Stop it. It's unresponsive. Page unresponsive. I know, whatever. Ah, snap. Something went wrong while displaying this web page. Well, let me just reload it and see what goes. That's what I'm just reading it right out of the thing. Oh, it's fits. That's where I got it. All right. So they make this movie together. He said, we did very few scenes together, but a couple times we were in the same scene. There was a chemistry there. We just laughed. It was a time at which I was not laughing a lot. The oddest part, first, how much we laughed. Second, I figured out we were so different, but in some very strange way, we had way more in common than we had different. So
I feel like, and I felt like this in my own life plenty of times too, where I've seen a lady or met a lady and she's just so well put together.
Yeah.
And I think there's no chance in hell that chick's going to let me anywhere near her.
Yeah.
Let me give it a go. And sometimes it's gone surprisingly
you're
well.
You're speaking my language.
Where I'm like, I can't believe, like this lady
I feel like
is...
not enough people hit on that lady. And so when I turn around and hit on her, then she was very responsive.
So this is another one of those, it's just not to be explained. Like how... He shouldn't have even tried.
So listen to this, though. She's the one who tried, according to him.
That's right.
I'll tell you a little story about this. So Billy Ray says that, so they meet on the set of this movie.
Yeah.
And everything's, you know, they laughed a lot. And then they didn't speak for years. A couple years went by.
Okay.
And then he had that messy divorce with Fire Rose, that Australian chick. Ryan, he's gone. Can't remember how it goes. I forget.
Yes, you can. That's how it goes.
I know, but I can't do the accent.
Ryan, he's got a gun.
He's got a gun. He's got a gun. Ryan, he's got a gun.
So pissed that wasn't a hit at home when I played it for everybody.
I know. Shouldn't we all be saying that at home? Ryan, he's got a gun.
Ryan, he's got a gun.
Nobody thought that was as wildly fascinating as I did.
Yeah.
Nobody.
It was so good. Like, I think we had a moment with it on the show. And so it's like dear to us, yeah. I guess. All right. So Billy Ray does not talk to you. They meet on the set of this film. They don't talk for a few years. He's getting a divorce from Fire Rose. And he says he received a text from a number he didn't know. And the text went like this. She English? She is, right? Hey.
Yeah.
You up?
You up? Hey, girl, you up? Hey, it looks like life might be a little bit tough. And I just wanted you to know that I'm in your corner. You've got a friend in your corner.
That's very nice.
He doesn't know who it's from. There's no name on the text. It's like an unknown number.
Send me your boobs.
Yeah. Right. So I text back. I go, who is this? And it's like, Elizabeth Hurley.
Shocking.
Yeah.
That is shocking.
Billy Ray went on to describe Elizabeth as so impressively brilliant and a smart businesswoman.
She always takes baths. She's clean. She hits the toilet when she tries to go to the bathroom.
Every time.
Always right in the toilet. It's beyond belief.
I don't really, I've never really met a woman who could control that the way she can.
Oh, you too. You too.
Oh, we do have fun. He also says that he has no expectations of where we go from here. They're taking things one step at a time, Ben.
Well, for him, the bar is very low, so, you know.
If you can laugh together, you can make it through everything. It's been a long time since I've been this happy. So, nothing out of her camp. But they were together on Easter. There was some
His life is getting better by the minute.
I'm sure you're right.
It is. He's right. I didn't know the tag didn't go in the front when I put my underwear on. She fixed me right up.
Now I know.
I've been wearing underwear backwards all these years.
I would hold the flaps open in the back because I thought that's what they was for. Now I hit the toilet every time. I reach around the back and pull the flap. Pull them open so that I could hit the target. You know, it's harder than you think. She does it every time. This was maybe the most fun I had all morning. Oh. It might surprise you that these popular songs were written by other popular artists. It's time to play a game. Now,
come on.
I'm going to tell you something.
After all that.
No, after all that, we're going to play a game. And I'm sure it's going to be a disaster because they all are. So
he thought his underwear had a crap patch. Boom. That is funny.
Because you told me that he's running them backwards. Plenty of room.
Oh, God. All right. Sorry. What's the game now?
Maybe I'll skip the game. Maybe we could do the game later.
I do. There's a lot to this game. I would maybe do it at 9.
We'll do it. Yeah. All right. Let me find another story just to do quickly.
That'd be great.
Okay. At the box office. Really? Yeah. I can't anticipate that there's going to be he's hung up on the.
Listen, you want to play a game? You start asking questions. I'll do my best.
No, let's go. No. We don't have time for this. I want you to revel in the moment. I don't want to leave that story behind. There's just no more words in the story.
He's like gone.
He is gone. Which one? Billy Ray or Vinny?
Vinny.
Both of them.
I was having fun. What do you want?
I know, it was super fun. And based on your whole the aiming thing, that was very funny. Got us all going. All right.
Here's your next story then. I'm going off.
Right to get her.
Over the weekend, they're saying that the Ryan Coogler, Michael B. Jordan movie broke records in that it only dropped by something like 6%. Like it made another $40 million. It made $48 million in its opening weekend and then made another $40 million.
Are Ryan and Michael the ones saying that?
No, the movie people.
The movies people.
The movie folks.
So it made some money this week. It's been out first. This is its second weekend. It's at $122 million for its total gross domestically. I never have the international numbers. But it made, the first weekend it made $48 million, and the second weekend it made $45 million. Like, it just didn't go down.
I've heard it's really good.
Yes, yeah. I'm hearing that too. Can you look at Rotten Tomatoes?
I swap with Guru on the station down there. We always we have the same interest in TVs and movies, and he raved about it.
Oh. So.
It's still got a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. 98%?
That's huge. Mm, like, that's kind of unheard of. Mm. Did you know? I didn't realize this, and I feel like they picked the wrong weekend anyway. But Star Wars Episode 3, The Revenge of the Sith, had its 20th anniversary. And so that was re-released in theaters. And guess how much that made? That was the number two movie this weekend. I didn't even realize that it happened. And May the 4th is not for another week. Got to guess? What did a 20-year-old movie re-released in theaters over the weekend make?
$4 million.
$4 million.
30.
20.
You, the two of you, 25 million, right? Oh, dead between the two. I know. Can you? I'm like, what? And actually, I'm gonna. You said 30. It's actually $200,000 closer to 30 than it is to 20. So the winner is Bob.
You know, there are a dedicated group of fans that will like. Yes. That's amazing that someone went. We got to go out and see that.
And that $25 million worth of someone's did it. Like, no movies. It's like $25 million is actually kind of a huge opening. Guess what movie just opened with a big star named Ben Affleck and made less than the 20-year-old Star Wars Episode 3?
Do you mean Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
Say, like, I don't know. Who's that guy? Who's that guy you're talking about?
The Accountant 2 was the third place movie this weekend, and it made just a hair under $25 million. Made 24.
So that's a loss for him, big time.
I feel like it is. I mean,
that's the first week. It's supposed to own the weekend.
It is.
If you get Ben Affleck in your movie,
and it's a sequel to already something that was successful.
That's not good news. Somewhat.
Minecraft is number four. That's been out for 4 weeks, and it's at almost $400 million domestically. And that, to me, feels like it's got legs internationally. I don't have the number in front of me, but that's some major money.
So The Accountant, originally, the first movie grossed $155 million worldwide.
Total?
Yeah, and it had a $44 million budget. So.
And then what did it do? Any idea? I don't know if you could get this info, but what did it open to? I mean, it is a Ben Affleck.
Opening weekend. No, I forgot the opening weekend for The Accountant.
Accountant 2's opening weekend was $24,492,743. It's all right.
All right.
I'm out of time anyway. All right. What do we got coming up, Viv?
I've got some hot new gadgets and more after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything we talk about on the show goes up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our Cache Creek broadcast. Mm. Come hang with us for our first live broadcast in forever.
Yep.
Catch all the action May 9th at Cache Creek Casino. Live audience, big laughs, and good times are guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Big laughs, guaranteeing a good time.
Who's backing that up?
I'm backing it up.
All right, then Maddie's got you if you turn your receipt into Maddie at the end of the show. Don't miss it.
No.
Our Cache Creek broadcast.
Sweet.
Okay, mostly sunny and 70 today, which is what you want.
Sunny and 70 sounds about damn perfect.
The Warriors won on Saturday and play again tonight at 7 p.m. The big question is, Jimmy Butler, who is one of our really good players, late to join the team, in that there was a trade, and he's now with us.
Yeah.
He's questionable for tonight. So they say he didn't play Saturday, and we got the win, and that's great news. And I did see that he was courtside in a luxurious, past-the-knee length, was that a mink coat?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But I just, wow.
He looked good.
It seems he looked good. It seemed warm for indoors. Mm. But then again, do you want to wear a mink coat in weather?
Yeah. Maybe he was nude underneath, so he wanted to, cool inside, warm outside. Like they let the air flow up.
Nude underneath.
Maybe.
Huh.
I mean, were their pants showing at the bottom?
No, I think those were bare legs. Right. You might be right. Mm. He might have been nude underneath. Go, no, Jimmy.
He's alone. Turns out he's got clothes on. That sucks.
You can't wear a coat that beautiful in bad weather, can you?
I don't think you are supposed to let a mink coat get rained on. I really don't know about mink coats.
It just seems from, like, out of this world, doesn't it?
But I mean, it just doesn't seem like something you should wear out in the
rain. You expect to see a PETA person with a paint bucket somewhere in the back of that shot.
A mild rain will not ruin your fur.
Oh,
a mild rain, that is.
It looks like he was in a garage too, so I guess he's fine. Do we have confirmation that that's a real mink coat?
No.
I doubt very seriously a guy that fancies his fashion the way this guy does.
He's wear faux.
He has spectacular hair at every game.
Oh.
And I realize it's actually interesting. There's been a crossover where these dudes, like, TV is where they do their thing.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a guy in the NFL who puts his grill on, the diamond grill, for the game.
Oh, what if a diamond flies out on the field?
But the point is, this is when I'm on TV.
Mm. Oh, so I got to wear my best stuff while I'm actually on TV.
I mean, I kind of get it. Like, where else are you going to show off if you're not wearing it when you're so...
So they're saying it's unlikely that it was real fur.
Really?
He's known for his unique and outlandish fashion choices, but probably it's more probable that he has fur like elements that he's worn in the past.
Maybe it's like a...
Okay.
Maybe he's a PETA sympathizer.
Maybe. I don't know. I saw the picture and went, that's a mink coat.
Yeah.
Well, it sure does look minky. Good.
But either way, we don't know yet. He's questionable for tonight as the Warriors take on the Rockets at 7 p.m. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Well, this guy, I mean, is it wrong to be good at business? Is it wrong, Sarah?
It's not. I mean, what is your business?
Selling doobie weed.
Oh, and the guy's really good at it?
Well, he ran a clever promo. It did end up attracting the wrong kind of attention. An accused drug dealer in East Texas is facing charges after police say he filled plastic Easter eggs with weed and hid them.
Oh.
So the children's of the world could go out and find...
Could get hooked. First taste is free. You're welcome from the Easter Bunny.
This was in Lufkin, Texas.
Lufkin,
Texas.
Mm. It does seem wrong to be that good at business.
Avante Nicholson is the drug dealer in question.
Oh.
The cops found out about this clever promo he was running when he posted about it on Facebook.
Mm. Ha ha ha. I'm getting the children hooked
on weed. Find these eggs. They've got doobie with the kind doobie weed, everyone.
Kind doobie weed?
The kind. You never heard the kind?
Da kind?
Yeah, you never heard that?
Kind weed.
Nope, never heard of it.
It just means the good stuff.
Oh.
The sticky.
The
icky.
Kind, yeah. It's like the...
Never. You know what?
The dank.
That's a link. I've heard of the dank.
Okay, the dank.
Not the kind.
Dank doobie grapes. Weed. Anyway.
Thank you for explaining it to me, though.
He told people that whoever shopped with him that day would get more hints revealing where more eggs were hidden.
Oh, as
so
in she's already...
So you needed to come by and buy some doobie weed. I'll give you more hints as to where I've stashed.
Is it legal in Texas?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
I didn't think so.
Dumb.
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on,
just a dumb,
Sarah.
Dumb head.
Yeah, police found four of the eggs. The fifth egg was found in a park by a man and his granddaughter that day.
Oh, fun.
Most of them were hidden in parks, which is not smart.
Mm-mm.
Cops found at least one egg behind a Motel 6.
Oh, that's where they belong.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's sure.
Altogether, the eggs had just over a quarter ounce of weed in them. That's a quarter is a substantial amount of doobie weed.
That'll do you for a bit.
The cops are looking for Avante, and he's going to be arrested upon capture. Mm. Run! He's got a gun. By the way, it just occurred to me.
Yes.
I finally saw the police in L.A. released video. Do you have this story? They released the video footage of Weezer's wife. Did you look at it?
I didn't. I've seen some of the stills from it. You can go to TMZ and get it. But there's actually graphic photos of her shooting injury.
And oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't look at
what
any
I
of that.
Saw was them repeatedly yelling at this lady.
He's got a gun.
And then they like nothing. They just keep going. We don't know why this person won't put that thing down.
Well, she supposedly thought that they were part of what was happening. So she was honestly, all she had to do was stay in her house.
The video footage of her walking into her backyard, I swear it. And we know of her now because of some background stories you've told.
Yes, yeah.
But I truly thought, is this a person having some kind of drug flashback? Like she's walking around, looking around, but also looking in the sky. And she's got a gun in her hand the whole time. And you just go, what are you doing?
Right. It's she doesn't look like she's all there.
It's questionable mm-hmm. behavior for sure.
Well, I mean, questionable to the point where she gets shot. Right. Yeah. It's crazy.
Majority of Americans trust what's online less than ever before. Good.
Yeah, question the things question you see. We should question everything because nothing can be trusted anymore. I've seen videos of Tom Cruise doing it with Donald Trump. I mean, come on. It looks real. I just made that one up. But
that's not true.
Oh, my God. The thing is, though, it could be true. It probably is true. Look it up. See if you can find it. I'm sure somebody's AI'd that. I swear. You can't believe how good they are. It's like that is one of the most frightening things, I think, in modern life is that you can't trust your eyes anymore.
Well, and that's the best thing that comes from it is to use some common sense and look into things that people say. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, that's one of the things. If someone says something on TV or maybe even the radio, people go, well, they wouldn't let that person say that if it wasn't true. Actually,
people say a lot of things.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, nobody's made that video yet, but it's out there now.
Today. Thank you, Edwin. Appreciate it.
Berkeley, your boy, he can make that for you. I mean, you need that.
I don't need it.
For inspiration
or
something.
No one needs to make it. I've seen really convincing fakes of both of them. I just assumed they were going to get them together at some point. Oh, wait. It was Donald Trump doing stuff to Elon Musk. I saw that one.
That's real.
That was the foot thing with the two left
feet. Yeah, that was real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He was gobbling those toes.
Yes.
It's fine.
According to a new report, you can get away with a lot of unhealthy habits in your 20s. In your 30s, it starts to catch up with you. By your 40s,
you're in deep trouble.
It can become, you've dug yourself a hole. There's a new study out where researchers say that they may have pinpointed the exact age when bad habits like smoking, drinking, not exercising start to trigger health problems, and the age is 36.
Oh, whoa.
30. What?
Much younger than I thought.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I thought maybe a few little signs, but in the 30s.
Think about the times, though, and it's been a while, I know that, but think about the times when you'd go out to party.
Yeah,
with your friends, and you have your fresh pack of ciggies
mm-hmm.
and multiple drinks in mm-hmm. that night,
mm-hmm.
and you're crushing grits all evening as well,
etc.
And then you get up in the morning, and you are ruined. Just you're hacking.
Yeah,
you're sick in the head, in the tummy, all the places, the butt.
Oh,
what?
You know,
sick in the butt too.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, because you said yes to something maybe you shouldn't have. Who knows?
Oh.
My point being...
like extra hot sauce? I'm not sure.
Anything. I don't know. I'm just saying this is, you wake up and there you are. You're only, 27, but you just...
Oh my God, I'm only 27 and this is going on?
You've just gone...
Jesus.
You take quite the picture.
I was still pulling it in my 20s.
Were you?
Felt like it.
Scientists tracked the health of hundreds of children born in 59 until they were 61, and they found those who regularly smoked, boozed, and lounged around in their younger years ended up sicker and more depressed, mm-hmm. which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But the health decline began at age 36. So, if you really want to stick that healthy landing, stop at 35.
There you go. There it is. Perfect.
Mm.
Cut it out.
Stop doing that stuff.
On your 35th birthday, say.
But until then.
Go hard.
You got 5 years, Bob.
Yeah, 5 more years.
Oh, look at Bob celebrating.
5 more years. Woo!
Our findings highlight the importance of tackling risky health behaviors as early as possible to prevent damage from building up over the years.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and I know this of my wife's stepdad, when the doctor said, dude, you've done like maybe irreversible damage to your heart, he went for it. He dropped the weight.
Yep.
He got a bike. He exercised and it was too late. And he passed away riding that bike that he was trying to get himself in shape with.
Mm.
And he'd lost the weight, but you can't undo
damage.
All of that damage. So yeah. Start earlier, everyone. 35, Bob.
And stop listening to the things where my Nana lived to be 100 years old and she smoked and drank every day. She's the exception.
Right. Come on.
We all think we're going to be the exception, though.
Do we?
Yep. That's what humans think. Yeah, that won't happen to me. I definitely don't think it's going to happen to me. Everybody thinks that.
Well, and then the doctor pulls you aside and gives you that talking to, and all life screeches to a halt.
What?
Not me.
Me? No.
Double check that.
Yeah, you mixed my blood up with somebody else's. Duh.
Man, I can't find my little tech story. Where did that go?
Oh, a tech story.
I had a tech. Oh, here it is. Here are some gadgets from CES.
Oh, tech.
Tech story.
Technology.
Tech story.
Couple things that have actually turned out to be kind of cool. An AI-powered bird bath came in at number one. I don't really watch birds. I'm not even really into them. But I do know my mom will like make that red secret sauce for woodpeckers.
You mean for hummingbirds?
Hummingbirds, yeah. Right. Whatever. You know, same thing.
Yeah.
Whatever the secret sauce is. Mm-hmm. And then put it out there and then be like, look how many woodpeckers I have.
It's weird that the woodpeckers are heading there.
Anyway, this is a bird bath AI powered.
What's the AI part of it?
Let's see here. They have cameras.
Mm-hmm.
The artificial intelligence, it looks like, can recognize and record different species of birds and generate daily highlight reels for you to watch.
That's cool.
So, like, you get a woodpecker and a hummingbird and
a grackle and a swallow and a pigeon and a dove.
None of those were what I was thinking of. What's the red guy with the furry
cardinal
hat? Cardinal! Oh.
Red guy with the furry hat.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a perfectly legitimate bird.
Conclave.
Mm. Right.
Is that happening yet?
Or a blue jay.
Yeah.
With swallows. I actually like swallows. They're okay, so they can stay. What's the other one you said?
A grackle.
F those guys.
Oh. We got my parents something like this called the Bird Buddy. Ding, ding, sham, I guess. It's a bird feeder that has the same thing. It has a camera in it. So when they get on the thing, it tells you what kind of bird it is and alerts you that there's a bird.
Oh.
Do they run for it or are they like?
No, it pops up on their phone.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's sending you like a video of what's like, oh, look at that. But it's only ever the same two kinds of birds.
That's what I was going to say. If you don't get a newbie.
I think it's the dove and the grackle.
Oh, this guy again.
That's where I even know grackle from.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that either. Mm. A mirror that keeps an eye on your health is another thing that came out of CES.
Oh.
And it looks cool. This is the kind of stuff that I want to see our tech go towards. I don't really want AI. You can keep that. But what I'd love is the kind of thing that can determine.
So you're looking in this mirror and it's taking a look back at you.
And it knows your weight. It knows your shape.
Mm.
It knows quite a bit of statistics about you. And it will monitor and keep up on things.
Can I stand backwards and have to take a picture so I can turn around and have them be like, without having to like, you know, do a mirror and stuff? You know, to look at your butt?
Are you usually...
Sometimes I'll hold up a mirror to see how I look in an outfit. Wouldn't it be so great if you could like turn fully around and just be standing there? It takes a picture without, you know, going like this. You take a picture and then you turn back around and go, oh, this looks good from behind. Oh, no, that doesn't look good. Let me try a different belt or whatever. Because I have so many belts to try. That'd be a good thing for it to do. Take a selfie. Huh. Oh, look, the other girl on the show. She also likes that. You guys never look at your ass in the mirror.
Back of your hair.
Yes, the back of your hair.
No, and when I get my hair cut, they always want to show me the back of my hair. And I'm like, I don't really know what I'm looking at. So just
Yeah,
well,
I don't.
What's it matter?
The back of your hair.
I know, but I.
That's what you're looking at.
The back of your head is ridiculous.
You don't look.
I have truly never looked at my ass.
You've never?
Like, when I get dressed. No, I can't say I've never looked at it for some reason or another. I'm saying I've never been dressed to leave for the house and gone, let me check my ass in these jeans. I've never done that, no, ever.
It's not even just my ass. I would just like to see myself from behind. So if I could stand in front of a mirror and then I could just like put up a giant selfie, only has to last for a minute, you know? You're like,
well,
that looks fine.
Let's fire off this segment to the people at, hold on, Omnia, so that they know they need to add an ass photo feature.
Might even teach me like a cool new way to stand. Like I might always want to stand like this so that I look foxy in my back shots.
Hitch your hip a little.
Whatever. I don't know.
No, I mean, like, that's right.
Do a knee
that's
pop. What, always have a knee popped at all times. Learn something new from your mirror every day. I like it.
I'm going to move on. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, you can invent a LCD panel mirror with a built-in camera.
Oh,
like, it's there for the taking.
Maybe it wouldn't even, like, put it on the mirror itself. Like, it could send it to your phone. You could be like, yeah, that looks all right.
707 says, stop feeding hummingbirds. It kills them.
What?
Plant hummingbird-friendly flowers instead.
Well, it does make them dependent, they say.
530 says, I love my AI hummingbird feeder, Deb, Redding,
oh,
Odyssey.
Redding. Mm.
I use AI bird feeder, says 510. Camera tells you what they are. Quails, juncos, doves, titmouse, sparrows. It's awesome. Did I just get
no, titmouse is a little
that's
bird.
A real thing.
It's
a
real bird.
It is a little,
real little
bird.
Tom-tit.
Yeah, they bounce around on trees.
Be careful, 510. Right after I read it, I was like,
a titmouse
oh, no.
is really, look, it's a flock of titmice. That's a real thing.
415 says, you guys are killing it this morning. Making my Monday so much better. Marissa, Mill Valley, Odyssey.
Hey, Marissa.
P.S. Can't find my earbuds this morning, so you are playing at level 10 volume throughout my whole house.
Oh, that seems loud.
Good morning, house.
Hello. Marissa's house. It was Melissa or Marissa?
Marissa.
Marissa.
Hi, Marissa.
What?
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Broken guitars, racehorses, and body cams.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.